Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Diane DeRista is here. Diane's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of Knockout Presentations, How to Deliver Your Message with Power, Punch, and Pizzazz. This is the revised, expanded edition, by the way. She also is the CEO of DeRista Communications, and she's a longtime member of our Brain Trust and our good friend, Diane DeRista. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. Hey, Diane, one of the things that I know you've been working on lately is helping people when they talk to someone, when they speak to them, when they have a conversation, when they give a speech, when they make a presentation, to not do it. What we used to say, don't do it like a Chinese meal where you're hungry in an hour, right? make sure people remember what you had to say. What do you think?
Absolutely. And, you know, as we were going to start this interview, I was listening to the music and I was saying, I love your theme song. And that's one of the things that makes a message memorable. Music, anything that associates with some kind of emotion is going to help make that message land. And mm-hmm. Right, too many people just state facts and people don't remember them. And the question is, when you leave, does your audience, do your listeners remember your message?
I heard a guy speak a few weeks ago, and he spoke for 2 hours.
And
I don't remember anything that he said.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours. Now, he entertained. He for the moment, people were motivated, and he kept everyone's attention because he was very energetic, but there wasn't really much there. It was mostly an act. And I remember thinking, you know, I mean, as a speaker, we're always critical of other speakers, right? But I remember thinking, I'm looking forward to something I'll remember.
Mm-hmm. And that's why people misunderstand. They think if I give you more, it's more enriching. It's actually the reverse. If you want your message to land, you want to have three main points that they can hold on to.
Yep.
Because after that, the brain can't remember. So you're right, he was entertaining, but then after you leave, you say, what did I learn?
He could have done everything he did in an hour and focused on two or three things that he actually mentioned, and it would have been better.
Absolutely. And do you want to know, Jim, the number one way for people to remember your message? Tell a story. Storytelling is the most important, most powerful way to get your message in the minds of a listener and retained by your audience.
It's primordial, Diane, mm-hmm. because, as you know, long before there was writing, there were stories.
Right. It was the oral tradition. And I coached some young people, a high school senior and a college senior, to do an acceptance speech, and they were terrified. And I said, just tell your story, because one of them had such a compelling story about leaving China as a child and reconnecting mm-hmm. with her parents. If you just tell your story, A, you're going to lose yourself, your self-consciousness, but you're also going to help remember the message.
Right. No question about it. And the thing is you can, well, here's something that I think is important to realize. A story doesn't have to be long. A story could be very short. In fact, you could tell five stories in a minute and a half if you put them together right, and it keeps people it keeps people interested, it keeps them engaged, and hopefully your stories have something in them that people will want to take back with them.
Right, and here's a quick formula for people who are around a networking table. Instead of listing all of your services, tell a success story, and you can use the acronym CAR, C-A-R. Mm-hmm. What was the challenge they faced, what was the action you took, and what was the result they got from your service? Quick, it's simple, and it's memorable. They will remember after you leave.
And you know, in sales, there's one of the 13 great closes is called the similar situation close. Mm-hmm. And when I've made a lot of money in my life with the similar situation closed, because the customer would say something that they would give me an objection or some kind of a pushback or something, some kind of a concern that they have. And, you know, you can't do this when you're brand new to the business, but once you've been around a while, you've got stories to tell. And so what you do then is you just tell them a similar situation story. And mm-hmm. you tell them how you dealt with that with your products and your services. And now this customer is doing really well. I'd like to be able to help you with that. That's the kind of you can use a close to tell a story.
Sure. And, you know, it's interesting that you say that, Jim, because right now I'm doing a series of webinars on how to tell the story with a cable company. And it's exactly that. We call it feel, felt, found. I understand why you feel that way. My other customers felt exactly the way you do, and what they found was. So if you have these little mm-hmm. acronyms, that's a similar situation story. Mm-hmm. But it's quick, and it's easy, and it's memorable. So the key is, when you leave, does your listener remember your message?
So what are some other things that we can do to help them do that, to be more memorable?
Okay. Well, first, give people an experience. One of the things I do a lot of times in my talks is I ask people to raise their hand, form a fist, and touch their chin. But I put my fist on my cheek, and 9 out of 10 of them do exactly that. And then they have an experience. They never forget that, and they say, okay, I guess I do need to listen better, or I guess the visual is more important than the verbal. So give people an experience, and they will not forget. That's why video is so key when mm-hmm. you're giving any kind of PowerPoint. People remember it. They get involved. Which leads to the next area, which is emotion. Whenever you can anchor something to an emotion, people will remember it. I hate to say this, but we all know it's 9/11 today.
Yep.
We all remember where we were that day, right?
Yep.
Because
Absolutely.
We had such a strong emotion. When you create a strong emotion in your listener, they will remember that story or that message.
Well, One thing, when you talked about stories and you talked about telling your story, make sure that when you tell a story about yourself, that it quickly gets to the point of their issue, that it doesn't become gratuitously about you.
Absolutely. That's another mistake.
Because that's a boring, that's when it gets boring, isn't it?
Absolutely. It should not be a commercial or an infomercial.
Yeah.
It's about them. And someone said, well, how do you get people interested? Appeal to their self-interest. What do mm-hmm. they care about? Mm-hmm. That's what your story
and it's
should
not,
be
and, about. And what they care about is probably not anything to do with you. Diane,
no.
give us the website, please.
Diresta.com, D-I-R-E-S-T-A.
Check it out. Quick break. Right back with Diane Diresta. I'm Jim Blassingame, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.